You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Warwicker with Weekend. Now today, Saturday the 11th of February, marks the 44th anniversary of the culmination of the Islamic Revolution in Iran, which led to the overthrow and the exile of the Shah back in 1979. It's fair to say that of all such anniversaries since then, this has been the most difficult for the Islamic regime. Demonstrations erupted last September following the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, who was being held by Iran's morality police. She'd been arrested for allegedly wearing her hijab or headscarf improperly in violation of Iran's strict dress code for women. Human rights groups say more than 500 demonstrators have been killed, including 70 children, and around 20,000 arrested since then. But there are signs the regime is feeling confident that he's overcome the worst of the protests. Last weekend, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei pardoned tens of thousands of prisoners, including many linked to anti-government protests. And the authorities released the renowned Iranian film director Jafar Panahi, who'd been detained since last July and who'd been on hunger strike. Well, we're joined by Shiva Rabaran, an Iranian writer on film and culture who's based in the UK. Shiva, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The release of Jafar Panahi, first of all, how do you see the significance of that?
Well, Panahi is a popular filmmaker in Iran because he feels that filmmaking categorically is a political act, not a politicized one, but a political act. And he believes that it must come from amidst of the lives of the people and not serve the rulers. And for that belief, he has been paying a high price in the last 12 years. His first house arrest was in 2010 when he vocally supported the Green Movement that preceded the present Woman Life Freedom Uprising.
So there was a significance to his release because of that backstory.
Yes.
What of the pardoning of tens of thousands of prisoners, and I put tens of thousands of prisoners in quotes because that's how the Supreme Leader described it. How much does that matter in this context?
Well, as human rights groups have observed, this amnesty is a sham. A handful of dual nationals, well-known artists, human rights activists, have been released on bail. However, the first thing that these people did was to shout "Woman, Life, Freedom" in front of the notorious Evin prison. And Nasrin Sotoudeh, one of the most famous political prisoners, gave an interview against the regime to CNN less than a day after being released on medical furlough. Upon his release, Panahi too made a statement in front of the Evin saying, "How can I be happy when our best people are perishing behind these bars? How can I be happy when the human rights activist Farhad Meisami is on hunger strike and looks like a prisoner from Auschwitz?" Panahi compares the Islamic regime in Iran to the Nazi regime in Germany moments after his release. And I should note that last night Meisami was released on bail. So I don't see any signs of the, you know, amnesty, the so-called amnesty working, or any signs of the protests abating. I mean, you were saying that the regime is feeling confident. We have a very hard winter in Iran right now, so it's hard to go on rallies. And as a result, the protests have taken on the form of a civil disobedience. The International Fajr Film Festival is a very telling example for this. For the past 44 years, it has taken place as a run-up to the anniversary celebrations of the Islamic Revolution. But this year it was widely boycotted by the independent and international artists and the Iranian viewers. There were no signs of the notoriously mile-long queues in front of the cinemas, and people were actually largely burning the free tickets given out by the organizers and putting the images of this act on social media. Also, the filmmakers I contacted in Iran told me that it is almost impossible to make any worthwhile films now in Iran anyway, as the regime is increasingly clamping down on independence. The Persian word they use to describe this policy translates as the word Gleichschaltung, the word the Nazis used for purging the art space. Like Panahi, they too are seeing the regime as a fascist regime. Note something that the fight for freedom and human dignity in Iran does not only happen in Iran, it's also taking place in exile in Iranian diaspora. There are about 8 to 10 million exiled Iranians who are instrumental for amplifying the voice of the oppressed people in Iran. And they constantly enlighten the public and the states in the democratic world. They remind them of the obligations towards the struggle of the Iranians for freedom and dignity. And they have actually been quite successful at this. The regime is now largely isolated and sanctioned. A good example for this is the, as you might have heard yourself, the Munich conference taking place next week. It has sanctioned the Islamic regime and invited the leaders of the Iranian opposition instead to take part in its annual meeting.
I'm conscious of the time, so I'm just going to ask my two guests to sort of make some brief observations or perhaps a question to you, and then I'll come back to you. A thought on either of your minds. Fedi, as you listen to Shiva, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Shiva, I'm just wondering that whether, given the large scale of protest and actually the way that it has brought in different elements of Iranian society, whether whether there's any possibility that it could coalesce into sort of leadership by particular organizations or by particular persons, or whether the movement will continue to be leaderless. I mean, there's strength in that, but in the long term, there may be some, weaknesses in that as well.
Shiva, hold your thought on that for a moment. Julia, a brief thought, and then I'll go back to Shiva.
Yeah, Shiva, if you have a second, I'm curious, you mentioned international isolation. I'm wondering how much that helps or hurts the regime at the end of the day from what you've heard on the ground.
Shiva, we have about 30 seconds of the programme left, so apologies in advance for asking you to be brief, but away you go.
Yes, I will be. The leaders of opposition have met. They met yesterday in Washington of the diaspora opposition. They have written their manifesto. The leaders of opposition in Iran are also getting together, like Mousavi of the Green Movement. He has written his statements. And I am quite hopeful for this movement. I think that it's like a big political education for the people, and it will eventually succeed.
Thank you very much indeed for your time. This is Weekend.